Taylor unbuckled her seatbelt. She grabbed a single CD jewel case from a stack resting on the center console. Besides the headshot and "Call Me" on the front, on the back was her Pennsylvania telephone number, her email address, and a short list of cover songs she sang to karaoke background music. She turned to her mother. "I've got a good feeling about this," she said. "Not me," 8-year-old Austin shouted from the back seat. "I want to go home." "Soon," Andrea said, "hold your horses." They all laughed, and Taylor gave her little brother a look, and he scrunched down in his seat. Taylor threw open the passenger door and got out, slammed the door shut, walked slowly and carefully, and counted every step. Her mother and brother followed close behind. Andrea never let Taylor go up to a label alone. The building got closer, and Taylor's heart raced, just like all the other times. She was kind of used to it after 19 stops, but she just could not contain her excitement. She started skipping to get to the building quicker. When she got to the front door, her mom and brother were right behind her. She kissed her mom on the cheek. "For luck," she said. Back in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, Taylor had recorded 4 songs, backed up by canned karaoke music. She could not afford a band, and she couldn't play any instruments. It was okay. She loved karaoke. She sang "Here You Come Again," originally recorded by Dolly Parton, "There's Your Trouble" by the Dixie Chicks, and "One Way Ticket" by Leanne Rimes. Leanne Rimes was her hero, not only because she sang a mean country tune, but also because she made it big at age 13. The 4th song was "Hopelessly Devoted" by Olivia Newton-John. It was her favorite song from Grease, a play Taylor did the year before. She took in a deep breath and went inside. In the lobby, Taylor marched up to the woman behind the front desk. And when she looked up from her paperwork, Taylor went into gear. "Hi, I'm Taylor Swift. I'm 11 and I want a record deal." She handed the woman her CD. "Call me," she said, and flashed her cheery smile. The receptionist smiled. "Well, aren't you a cutie?" she said. "But we don't make record deals with anyone under 18. You know why? 'Cause kids don't listen to country."